Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Been covering the story, of course, of the potholes in Johannesburg. You'd have to be pretty much not in Johannesburg to not have noticed just how badly the roads have deteriorated, the situation with the potholes. And then there was the launch of this initiative with Dial Direct and Discovery Insure, as well as the city of Johannesburg, to fix the potholes. We spoke to the external communications person from the mayor's office just to try and understand what this meant. But is this a concern? Should we be worried about it? Does this mean that the city of Johannesburg is simply outsourcing the responsibility of this? And what does it mean when the private sector steps in to this type of an environment? Well, joining us on the line is Councillor Sean Croach, who's the city of Johannesburg's DA Shadow MMC of Transport. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Obviously, we're torn. Well, as are the roads, but we're torn because we want and need our roads to be fixed. So maybe the impulsive response is fantastic. Well done to the private sector for stepping into this. I guess well done to the city of Johannesburg for allowing it to happen. But it's not that simple, is it?
No, it's not actually. If we go back to the source of the problem, the asphalt plant hasn't been functional for almost 3 years, and now finally it's come on stream on the 1st of April. So that should be enough itself a solution, but jury's still out on that, because we have to see whether the output from the asphalt plant is actually worth itself, because that asphalt plant should be producing roughly 10,000 tons of asphalt per month at a target of 120,000 per year. So for us to see Dial Direct come on board is a capitulation by the city to say that they're overwhelmed by potholes. Mm. And, aside from the fact that the city actually under the JRA promised that they'd get a handle on the pothole challenge. Mm. This is systemic of 10 to 15 years of poor governance. I mean, potholes don't just appear on the road overnight. I mean, it's really just road maintenance neglect. And in 2018, the Ministry of Transport, IFP, had promised the residents a 1 billion rand,
right.
Restorative project regarding bridges and roads. And then we at the DA confronted it as to where this billion had disappeared to, and there was no answer. So we're sort of wondering now, even after lockdown, where the money's gone to, because during lockdown, the city can spend money on rehabilitation, even though under, I think it was level 3, there was legislation allowing for emergency repairs. So we're saying, look, the DA is open towards public-private partnerships, absolutely. We're just wondering what this looks like, considering that the city doesn't really have a final fix yet with the scandal around 15 million rand. And how this initiative is actually going to lock into what the city is obliged to do, keeping in mind that the residents pay pretty handsome rates and taxes for this particular work. And I think that is the big concern here, is where's the money? What is the, ANC and the government of local units, or the glue, as we call it, done about their responsibility to keep our roads, in tip-top shape? Mm. Maintenance is the big issue. Potholes is just systemic of, 10 to 15 years of neglect. And it's not a cancer that pervades just the city of Johannesburg. I think we can drive across the 8 provinces of South Africa. We exclude the Western Cape, because the Western Cape doesn't have the same crisis. And you'll see it along our national roads, our provincial roads, as well as our municipal roads within the other 8 provinces. So, yes, we're in a crisis. And I think that, not only enough detail around what this initiative is going to do, which areas it's going to cover, and who's going to pay it. Who's going to pay for it? Because certainly myself as a ratepayer would expect my rates to go towards that's which I'm paying for, which is quality road surface.
The concern, obviously, that many of us have is living in a country like South Africa where we don't have a particularly low tax rate. We pay very, very, as you've said, handsomely in every area of our lives. But we are obliged, if we want to survive our own lives, to have private medical care. We are obliged to send our kids to private medical, to private schools, to fund security in our own areas. We have no choice but to have some form of alternative power supply. The way things are going, I believe that there's going to be a run on JoJo tanks because people are going to start saying, well, I might as well store water when it's available so that I do have water, considering what's going on. So effectively, I mean, I say it rather flippantly, but where we live in one of the suburbs of Johannesburg, all we need is a fence and border control, and we could declare independence. We there's very, very little that we are actually getting from the tax money that we are paying. Now, South Africans are nice people, so we don't mind necessarily, and in fact, we want those who can't afford it in South Africa to be provided with other things, but we don't want our money to disappear into somebody else's luxury vehicles.
I think you hit the nail on the head, because if you look at post-lockdown, the major car sales were actually Maseratis and Bentleys. I mean, you could just see that the sports cars getting sort of paraded, and that's no lie. I think Lamborghini had an incredible output of sales post-lockdown. But now, here's the issue. I think it boils down to good governance, because, you know, as a DA, party member and a leader within the DA, the question case is evidence that you can do something with the ratepayers' money. You know, Cape Town has got just as high rates and tax, however, they successfully managed to maintain good road infrastructure, have very good SLAs when it comes to road resurfacing, and have managed to provide services to the areas like Langa and Khayelitsha. And I mean, we get reminded by the ANC about that, but we have to understand that Khayelitsha's services don't get interrupted. They get water, they get infrastructure, they get electricity. But somehow the city of Johannesburg cannot pull it together. And what we have created here is we have ratepayers that don't really get service delivery, and then we get rate defaulters that demand service delivery, and it's a really unequal society. Now, don't get me wrong, the DA is pro-queer, and we are certainly very, very keen to get everybody to have the same access to roads and water, but if you're not going to govern the rates and taxes in a way that is transparent and legitimate, then unfortunately we are going to look like the rest of Africa.
It places companies like Discovery Insure and Dial Direct in a quite a difficult position, because obviously there's a marketing aspect. I get that. It's business. And obviously there's also the fact that hopefully if our roads are safer, it has that consequence of perhaps reducing claims. But at the same time, I do believe that that companies in South Africa do function with the best of intentions. They do want to help, I would presume, to get to fix the city of Johannesburg. Would you encourage that, or would you say let the city of Johannesburg sort its problems out?
Well, look, I think it's always a case of, you know, we need all the help we can get. Our issues actually with the GLU, or the Government of Local Unity, led by the ANC.
Right.
Where, you know, there's a constant lack of transparency. You know, the particular initiative that we're talking about, the Dial Direct initiative, you know, hasn't come to council, nor to the Section 79 transport, which are in a part of, to scrutinize, you know, what that looks like. You know, we are, you know, the JRA is developing a new app for potter management and road management. You know, it's broader than that. And yet, if we create yet another app, which is private sector control, we have issues around privacy, we have issues around integration, because at some point people are going to report on a private app and then forget about the JRA. And then suddenly you have, you know, an inefficiency. And particularly we are requesting that the JRA create an app that would allow government to see all this municipality, to see the quality of the roads based on heat maps. We don't know if the work that gets put through the, you know, the program or the Dial Direct Discovery Initiative will lock into that. We don't even know the capacity of the units. We don't know the quality of the repair. Because, you know, if you per se say, hit a pothole that's been repaired.
Right.
And in some instances, the repair was terrible.
Yeah, who's responsible
for that?
Right
now, we know that,
that
we have recourse against the JRA, and it's particularly it hasn't been insured, and it's liability. But what happens if we hit a pothole, and we're not sure whether it was repaired?
In other words, we have to have insight. We have to have sight of the, of
the
contract and in terms of that liability.
Exactly. You know, it's become such a grey area, which I don't think has been thought through. And the irony is that back in 2011, 2012, there was a dial that pathologist, and there are reasons why that was shut down and by the ANC, who were in government at the time. And I allowed the ANC to explain themselves on that one. And then suddenly, when the DA was exploring this particular initiative within the context of the JRA, you know, with insourcing it or bringing it within the JRA structures, which would allow to clear up the line, it was shut down by the ANC. The ANC took over government a year and a half ago. So now that it's been rebooted.
Suddenly it's back. And Sean,
pick a line.
Unfortunately, I do need to end it there. It's 7:01. We meant to have gone to news a minute ago. It was just a fascinating and important conversation. Yes. Sean Kroach, City of Johannesburg, DA Shadow, MMC of Transport. Thank you for chatting to us on this relevant and very, very interesting topic.